Danny boy? Who would address him so affectionately? His mother didn't call him Danny boy. His sisters didn't call him Danny boy. And why is what never enough? A sense of unease, slow and cautious, seeped through her. She saved the message and replaced the phone in its cradle, staying where she was, looking through the window at the large garden that swept down towards the stream at the bottom. Everything familiar had been erased by white. Every shape and contour had been muffled beyond recognition by a thick blanket of snow. She became aware of Holly speaking, reaching up her little hands to pull on Uma's arm, taking her fingers, leading her towards the cupboards on the other side of the kitchen.
"I'm hungry, Auntie Uma. I need a snack."
She looked down at her goddaughter. She was perfect. Crazy ringlets, flawless skin, the tiniest scar from her lip operation. Her gaze rested on Uma, trusting her needs to be met. "A snack," Uma repeated, allowing herself to be manoeuvred. She took bread from the bread bin and cut it with a knife, dropping it into the toaster.
"Can I have chocolate spread?"
"Peanut butter would be better," Uma said, her voice a whisper. "Don't you think? You've got your sweeties too, so I think peanut butter would be better. And some orange juice." Holly didn't argue and fetched her special plate and cup. They were heavy crockery with pictures of Pooh and Piglet. Uma had bought them when she first agreed to have Holly after school once a week. She had been aware of her efforts to make it special, of her craving for the child to like her, to really like her. Pippa, Holly's mother, had laughed at the expensive crockery.
"You want plastic," she had said, picking up the plate and turning it over in her hands. "She'll throw this straight on the floor."
But somehow, even as a toddler, Holly had known not to throw things. And now, of course, she loved her Pooh and Piglet plate and how grown up it felt to be trusted with something so lovely. Uma put the snack in front of Holly and left the room. She sat on the bottom step of the stairs, the paper with a scribbled number on it trembling in her hands. She checked the number against her contacts list, but it wasn't recognized. She dialed it. No idea what she intended to say, but it rang out and went through to voicemail. She listened to the voice text message again, as if she needed to, as if every word hadn't already become a song she had known forever, a song she couldn't prevent from repeating. "Missing you already, Danny boy." Her confusion was merging slowly, inescapably, with suspicion, and a looming certainty that she knew what this was. She was trying to turn away from it, but it was everywhere she looked. Her face was hot, her mouth dry, and Daniel was having an affair. Her husband was doing that thing that people do. Uma grabbed handfuls of her jumper, pulling the soft wool to cover her face, images of him kissing another woman, his hands against imaginary skin, running through her mind. She made a cappuccino for Pippa without asking her if she wanted one. It gave her something to do with her hands and an excuse to turn away from Pippa's scrutiny.
"Are you okay?" Pippa asked, after the briefest of pauses. "You sounded odd when I called."
"Shattered," Uma said, shaking her head. "I'm super busy with the new deli opening next week. It's a never-ending snagging list." She cut the conversation short by flicking on the steamer and taking longer than necessary to froth a jug of milk. "Holly was good as gold," Uma said when she'd finished. She sprinkled the cappuccino with chocolate and turned towards her friend, handing her the cup, avoiding her gaze. "And I brought her fruit pastels on the way home." Pippa shrugged.
"Godmother's prerogative, I suppose."
Uma forced a smile, shifting her attention to Holly, who, belly down on the rug, was colouring a picture in the firelight, her face obscured by a mass of curls, a halo of pencils encircling her.
"Not having a drink?"